All right, Czech Sports. Let's bring him in, Mike Cossey. Morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Well, the Mets confused me again today.
Yeah, I don't know. They don't know what they're doing.
I mean, to a division rival, they send another pitcher.
Yeah, I went to hang out in a local pizza shop where I spend some time and talk sports, and I was talking to one of the guys in there, and they said, well, the Mets are making a run for it now. And then I checked my phone. I said, really? They just traded Vargas to the Phillies, so that shoots a hole in that balloon. The Phillies, too. A contender in your division. Yeah, and, you know, people don't like Vargas for whatever reason, but I equate Vargas, if he's used the right way, which doesn't happen in the Mets organization, like Cid Fernandez was used in between Gooden and Darling. The guys that throw hard, you put the lefty in there that doesn't throw as hard, throws more breaking balls, throws the other team off balance, which would be fine for Vargas to pitch in between Syndergaard and DeGrom, but that's not the way the Mets organization does it. The Mets organization has no clue what they're doing. They have two righties, two lefties. So you would go righty, lefty with your starting crew. The Mets don't do that. So he's probably the best thing that ever happened to Vargas was being traded to the Phillies, because you get out of the hellhole known as the Mets. I'm sure he'll go over there and win some games. And the Mets is just another rudderless Titanic just waiting for the iceberg to hit. So expect another dumb move within the next 2 days, today and tomorrow. Tomorrow, I think tomorrow's the 31st, right?
Yep.
So they'll do something stupid. They traded Vargas in a league that's void of pitching for a double-A catcher that's hitting 190. You might as well just have sent him there for, like, a cheesesteak.
Yeah. I know it didn't seem to make sense to me, but what the heck?
Makes no sense whatsoever.
Cleveland, two games out of first place in the Central. Houston has their lead back up to 8 games over Oakland. Washington is now 4.5 behind Atlanta. The Cubs and St. Louis are each 1 game ahead of Milwaukee. And the Dodgers.
Yeah, there's two races going on, both Central divisions. In the American League, it's a 2-team race between the Twins and the Indians. And in the National League, it's a 3-team race with the Cubs, Cardinals, and Brewers. The wild cards in both divisions entail probably 5 or 6 teams that are playing for the 2 spots. But as we get deeper into the season, into August, I'm sure that'll dwindle down to maybe 2 or 3 teams that are going to fight for 2 spots. But right now, there's a whole lot of them that are jockeying around, especially in the National League. In the American League, it's getting pretty more cut and dry. For the wild card, you got the Rays, the Red Sox, the Indians you throw in there, but they're still playing for their division. And pretty much the A's and maybe the Angels. That's about it. But in the National League, you could rattle all the way down to the Mets as having a chance. But in reality, the Mets have no shot.
All right. I want to go to football for a second. Ezekiel Elliott, once again, he's holding out.
Now, is he signed? He's signed, right? He's signed through 2020.
Yeah, I think he's signed through 2020.
So what they should do is send him, you know, like $50 so he can drink tequila from now until whenever, because he's hanging out in Mexico again, and say, adios, amigo. You're no longer part of the Cowboys. You voided your deal with the contract.
Pardon me.
Not going to let you walk. You're going to have to sit a year and next year sign with whoever you want.
He's under contract to 2000, pardon me, for 2 more years.
I thought, this year and next year, through 2020.
Yeah.
Well, you know, just, you know, keep lock him out. Don't let him play. Don't pay him. Keep him under contract and say adios, vayos con Dios. The NFL has no respect for contracts. They do whatever they want to do. They're almost as bad as the NBA. When you sign a contract, and I'm assuming you're in agreement with it when you sign it, uphold it. If you don't uphold it, you should be held to your contract but not paid because your failure to show to work.
Yeah.
That's what they should do. The heck with the NFL. It's a bunch of crybabies that do whatever they want to do, and they stamp their feet until the owners give in. The owners shouldn't give in. They should leave this guy on the beach in Mexico for the next 2 years.
And also, what running backs have to understand in today's NFL, they're no longer the. I know you need a good running back, but there's so much that goes on with what the Patriots have done over the years that people are trying to copy. There is no staying power for a running back. Look at running backs over the course of the league, Mike. Great running backs that retired early. I mean, it's. I don't understand.
The NFL is a fantasy football league where teams are throwing the ball between 40 and 50 times a game. You brought up the Patriots. Besides Brady and Gronkowski, name another offensive player on the team.
Yeah, that's exactly
Edelman,
right.
Edelman, that's probably the only guy you can name. There were a bunch of interchangeable parts. A running back is not like it used to be in the 90s where you had to have a balance between throwing and running, or the defense would just sit six guys back in the zone and make it impossible for you to throw and dare you to run. With the rules today and the non-enforcement of holding and everything else, it's a flag football league when you have five guys running downfield and somebody's going to be open and you hit one of them and you just continue to play. That's why I don't watch football anymore. It's a shadow of what it was. It's a flag football league. It's a non-contact league. It's a joke. And these guys that hold it out just make it worse. Ezekiel Elliott is just as bad as the NBA guys that dictate who they needed to be traded to with their friends. So, the heck with it.
And
if
also,
the Cowboys do the right thing, I'll have some respect for them.
Yeah. And also, he's not exactly an upstanding team member. He's not great in the locker room. Anybody that does this to a team.
He's not a good team member because he obviously doesn't care about the team.
He's
sitting on a beach in Mexico. So where does he care about the team if he's doing that? He's under contract through 2020. He's not upholding to his contract. So he obviously cares more about himself than the organization. And who would want somebody playing for them in their organization like that?
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. Absolutely right. All right. Anything else you want to talk about in sports?
No. Last night was dead in baseball, except for the Vargas move. There was only like six games last night. Only one of meaning with Washington chasing Atlanta. Washington beat Atlanta 6-3, but they're still four and a half games behind right now. So not much there. Not much going on with baseball last night, but tonight it all picks up again. And just pay attention to see who's being traded. Somebody's going to be going somewhere. There's got to be moves. Every team has a weakness. The Red Sox need bullpen. The Yankees need breathing arms. The Indians are probably going to look for a bat to try to catch up to the Twins. The Oakland and Houston both are going to be looking for players. All the teams we mentioned that are in a race are going to be looking for players. I'm sure the Giants are going to become buyers instead of sellers because they're right in the middle of it, and they have one of the best records since the All-Star break. So baseball now is whoever's playing good at the moment has a chance to do some damage, and the Giants are a team that's been playing good since the All-Star break. They were awful this year, remember, at the beginning of the year. Just god-awful, and they're two games over .500. So they made a nice big run here.
It'll be interesting to see what happens this afternoon and tomorrow morning.
Yeah, so the big thing is teams are going to try to improve. You got to see what the Mets are going to do to make themselves worse.
All right, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.
Mike Cosi with a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.